Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you those keys that will hopefully unlock the door to your happiness. And that's what I'm shooting for, trying to help you find your own happiness.
Also, if it's early in the morning and you got coffee in one hand, your toast in the other, you want to hear the show, but you can't get to your phone, you say, Alexa, play Be Positive, Stay Positive, and she'll do it. Just ask. And the big news I've been talking about, writing my first book. It should be published in the summer, entitled The Positive Perspective. I'll give you my spin on positivity, and it should be out late in the summer. But also, if you wanted me to talk about something, you want to get a different positive perspective on what you're dealing with, you can go to bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory and tell me all about it. I'll discuss it on an upcoming podcast, and I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Sarah in Utah. Hey, Sarah, how you doing? Thanks for listening to the show. Also, Russ in Virginia, my buddy Russ, how you doing, man? Haven't talked to you for a while. It's good to hear you. Anyway, today's show, I want to talk about isolation and mental stability. What now? What does that title mean? What does that mean? Well, what's going on right now? Everybody is isolated. We are all stuck in our houses. I'm lucky enough to I get to keep working, so I'm only speaking from secondhand knowledge from what I'm hearing from people. So I'm not actually experiencing this isolation. My life really hasn't changed that much yet. So, isolation and mental stability, it's kind of hard because if you're stuck, from what I'm hearing, what if you're stuck in your house all day long? Think about this. And you're stuck with your thoughts all day long. Your mind can really start playing tricks on you if you start listening to all those voices in your head and start overanalyzing things or getting, you know, complacent or lazy or losing your drive or coming up with these crazy notions of worst case scenarios in your mind and getting depressed and living in a stress hormone environment, just totally stressed out all the time. You're not going to be productive. Now, some people have said, including family members, have said that you don't have to be productive during this time. Just take it as it is and wait till it passes. Well, you can do that, and your life is your choice. But just sitting there waiting for this to pass and then I'll get back to my normal life, guess what? If it's going to stay the same, it's not going to change. Your life, it's going to change because of the way society is going to be. But you have this chance now. All those times in your life when you said, I would do this, but I can't because I have to work. Oh, but I can't because I have to do this. Oh, I can't do this thing because of that. Well, there's no excuse now. Now you're being called out on the carpet for whatever it is that you said you don't have time for. Because guess what? Everybody's got much more time now. You've got weeks. So if you're not doing anything and not following that, then don't say, I can't do this because I don't have time. Because right now you have the time. So now you're either doing it or you're not doing it. And you should be proving to yourself whether you really wanted to do it in the first place. So how's that? Now, when you're in isolation, you're away from everybody, it takes its toll because you're not getting that gratification and you're not getting that contact. You're not getting the physical, emotional contact from interacting with other people. So we're having to find other alternatives. A lot of people are drinking a lot right now. Some people are just staying home, watching TV, watching the media, and just getting crazy about it. Now we have to be safe, but we also have to be smart. And if we're isolated and we're protecting ourselves and we're just sitting here waiting, looking out the window for something, something to get us, then you're not really living your life. You're not enjoying the time that you have. You know, use this time to be closer to your family or to write that book or to do something else or to do something that you can do. Learn something. Do something with this time. Don't waste this gift of time you've been given. Now, see, now I've turned this whole negative coronavirus thing, negativity, isolation, stuck in your house thing, from a negative to a positive. The media could do that, but they don't. But use this as a positive time to reflect on your life and make the changes in your thinking. Do the exercise, do the yoga, the meditation, the eating right, the diet, the getting connected with everybody else. You can connect with anybody in the world in 5 seconds with your phone, your video phone, and be right there talking to them. So if you're a business person and you're not using this to connect with people now with video chat, then you're wasting your time. If you're just a family person and you're not getting closer to your your family by video chatting, then you, shame on you. You should be. This is the time to do it. You've got the time to do it, so do it. Just thinking about the mental stability, some people at this point in time in their life are not happy. They're not stable. They're listening to their all kinds of different thoughts in their heads, and they can't really control their thoughts. It's very hard to learn how to actually control your thoughts once you realize that you are creating your thoughts and you accept the fact that you have created your life from the thoughts you're thinking. Then you can move on and create your life. But let's get back to the show. Isolation and mental stability. I'm sure there's people out there that are stuck in isolation by themselves and just conjuring up all these things in their minds and this total gloom world and stress and just negativity and thinking the world's going to end and being depressed and not doing anything and just huddled in their house. Then there's other people that are isolated. And they're engaging with family. They're playing games. They're planting gardens. They're walking with the family. They're exercising. They're communicating with other family members and learning things about their family members that they didn't even realize they were missing, right? And then there's business people that are all over it. They're all on these group meetings. They're doing lots of online connections and networking and really connecting even more because the future is computers. Anyway, you know that. That's where it's all going to go. And this is just a preface to what's going to be 50 years from now. Nobody's going to go outside anymore. But I just joke about that. But still, use this time to entertain yourself, to do the things that you've always wanted to do, and don't treat it as a forced isolation. Even though it is, don't think of it like that. Use it to your advantage. This is somebody has given you the opportunity to connect with family, to connect with loved ones, to connect with partners, to connect with businesses or networks, or to learn something new or to grow from this. If you don't take this opportunity to enhance your life, then you're making a big mistake. Okay. Now, I know a lot of us are out of work. A lot of people are not making any money, but we'll get through this. Things will get better. And you just have to make do and make it work. Find a way. Don't give up. Don't wait for someone to hand out things to you. Don't wait for someone to give you the answer. Find your own answer for your situation. Okay. Instead of placing blame on everywhere, pointing the fingers at everybody else. When you point the fingers at yourself, you take responsibility for your life. Even though what's going on in the country is out of our control, you are in control of your life and you have to maintain that. You have to maintain that control of your life, of your thoughts, which will give you the mental stability to do whatever you really want to do. So this isolation won't be a torture. It'll be a gift. And if you look at it like that and forget about the negativity that goes along with it, sure, there's bad stuff that's happening because you're in isolation, because you're not getting a paycheck. But so that's going to be there. You can't change that. Why not add to that some positivity, some growth, something that maybe you could get a better job, or maybe you learn more you're better at your instrument, or you finished your writing a book or a play, or you're just, you binge watched all the shows that you really wanted to watch, whatever it is that works for you. That's fine. It's your life, but do something with it. Do something. Don't waste this time. It'd be a crime. So if you're isolated, I'm hoping that you're mentally stable. If you're not and you're having issues coping with this isolation and you can't come to grips with it and you're starting to really overwhelm you, then you need to call someone that can help you. There's services out there and you need to call someone to help you. You don't have to go through this alone. There's people. You can text me. You can leave a message on that voice line, 304-506-3332. I'll talk to you and I'll do my best to help you through it. Because I want everyone to get through this happy, healthy, and safe and come out on the other side with a more positive attitude and quit pointing the fingers at everybody else. And let's just fix our own lives, right? Because that's all we can really control anyway, is our own life. Well, that's it. That's the show. Thanks a lot for listening to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. Remember to check out the merchandise at bepositivepodcast.com.
Click on the merch and pick yourself up something from the store. That'll help me get this book out. Also, if you want to send me a text, 304-506-3332, and I'll get right back to you. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.